As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. Yes, we talked Kirby Joseph. We handled that earlier in the day. We have gotten into where your attention is tonight. Pistons or the draft? Kind of what's the split for me? I'm 90-10 Pistons. I'm excited for the game. I can't wait to see what the environment is like. If they don't do Final Countdown, they should just close the arena. But it's also, there's an opportunity here. I mean, it's just, like, look. All this talk, you just heard Luke Sloan's update with the officiating, all that stuff. Man, put that to the side. I'm so officiated out as it pertains to the NBA. Rico, if I asked you tonight, either team, looking at the game, I need an X factor for the game. Who is that player? Now, take a minute and think about it. I'll get David involved, I'll give you mine. It could be either team. It is what singular player is the X factor in tonight's game. Yes, you could say the crowd will play a role, but I want to keep it to players. Like, for me, the X factor is Karl Anthony Towns. It's very simple. If Cat is who he is, which is 25-14 a night, a guy that's deadly shooting threes, he's not shooting them this series. They're not even attempting to use him in pick and pop or anything of that nature. But early on, post-ups, involvement, energy. I thought his defensive effort was bleep poor in game two. Like, Karl Anthony Towns, you're an all-NBA guy, act like it. I think if he performs, it's going to force the Pistons to do some different things. If he doesn't, it'll end up just being Brunson ball. Like, when I ask for an X factor, does anything come to mind tonight?
Yeah, Tobias Harris. I think if you can get the same Tobias that you got, where he can get you a double-double, he can post up, he can get some defense going, Tobias, because now it's not the Cade show. Now it's not Cade trying to carry this team. Somebody else is contributing offensively, and I do think that Tobias, you know, can add that little bit of leadership, been in the playoffs before, can settle things down. I'm going Tobias.
22 in the first half of game one, 15-13 in game two. So Tobias for you. And again, David, anything jump out tonight? That X factor that decides it? Please don't say officiating. I know. I already know.
Here's the thing. Call it both ways like you did in game two. I'm okay. Because you got to adapt.
Yeah, let them be physical. I don't care.
I just don't want to see it one way where one team is clearly favored over the other. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
I was going to say Malik Beasley. He was 1-for-8 from 3 in game two. If he hits those shots, most of them he was open for. If he hits those shots, they could be a different game there. So I'm going to say Malik Beasley.
See, David, it's funny because I thought Beasley, but to me, he's the cherry on top. Because if Tobias does what he does and Cade does what he does and you play the defense and you frustrate the Knicks, Beasley knocking down threes means you win in a boat race.
Look, everything with the Knicks, though, this is what's laughable. I thank God every day I'm not a Knicks fan.
Bing bong.
Yeah, bing bong. Move the ball. Like, Jalen Brunson, late shot clock, I understand. You're a great shot maker, shot taker. Move the ball. There are open people out there. And they're just not moving the ball. And it's like, what's the point of having the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth best guys in the series if you're not going to use them? You know, again, Mikal Bridges missed a wide open look late to tie the game. But on the other side of the floor, the sloppiness. We had talked to a Knicks fan earlier in the day. I mean, Jalen Brunson, man, what are you doing? You're dropping the switch, and Schroeder gets an open three, and he's like, all right, I'm taking it. These are things you work on in training camp, man. That's October basketball. In the playoffs, as a team captain, as a seasoned vet, those little things, the Pistons are more detail-oriented through two games. Mm-hmm. Those details matter. So that's, again, not a player, but like mental focus. I give so much credit to Bickerstaff and this young team. They have stayed in the moment with their assignment.
What do you make of the fact it looks as if the line has crossed the Bifrost again and the Knicks are now minus 1.5 tonight?
They're playing Final Countdown and the Pistons are winning. Leave me alone.
Okay.
No, Rico, I don't know. Now that's weird.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femeninio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femeninio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That is a bing bong. Right. It's bold. I don't know. That's actually the technical term in Las Vegas. It's called a bing bong.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Right. I don't know. Now I don't know. But they're going to play Final Countdown, and Ben Wallace is going to be dropped from the ceiling on a guy wire, and he's going to have a sledgehammer. It's all going to work out for the people. Look, these poor bastards have been put through hell and back the last 15 years. Can these people enjoy one home game? No matter what happens the rest of the season, please. It's 80 degrees. It's sunny. People are amped. We've got Eldon Campbell jerseys out here. Come on.
Brother, here's the thing. The Pistons have pretty much dominated this series. I think they've been winning like 91 or 92 minutes so far. If you come to the LCA and you start the game the way you did in the Garden, there will be no comeback for the Knicks. You won't have the crowd to hype you up. You won't have the crowd to encourage you. That crowd will be burying you. They will be out there with pickaxes and shovels to put you away. So I'm with you. You just got to go out and start the way you've done in game one and game two and end this thing early for the Knicks.
That's where I wonder early on, does Thibodeau, is part of the focus, look, survive the first 5 minutes, post touches for Cat. We're gonna play this the right way to just get in to the game. Because I'm with you. You go out there and you do some of the YOLO ball and the shots aren't falling, that place is going to be a snake pit. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Cat plays no role. I have no idea anymore. I don't know how Tom Thibodeau, with that pork chop haircut, could sit there and allow that guy not to shoot the ball the last 18 minutes.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Didn't understand that at all.
Insane behavior. So that, to me, is the X factor tonight. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get to the football today. We're kind of bing-bonging between draft and Pistons.
Yeah, but I just saw that the line had moved. I'm like,
Bifrost.
Huh.
I don't know. I think the line stinks to high hell anyways. You're a Knicks fan. You shouldn't feel good tonight. David?
Paul Reed's defense is the X factor tonight. Someone
in
else?
In all 6 minutes he plays?
Yeah, no.
You people are nuts. Go ahead.
Osser is my X factor. If he can stay out of foul trouble against Brunson, it will help.
But hold on. Hold on. I'm actually okay with Thompson using his six fouls because his level of physicality, the level of aggression he's showing on the perimeter, mm-hmm. Hey, if he's got to be the sacrificial lamb, I think he's going to take from his assignment enough.
But can he be a little less Tayshaun Prince and just, you know what, it was a foul?
Well, no. That when you get drafted by the Pistons, is what you turn into.
That's every
who,
NBA,
me?
That's every NBA player.
Review that. And I'm sitting there like, you're going to lose this timeout. Don't do it. Don't do it. And
who, me?
Review that one. Okay.
But every NBA player wants it reviewed.
You're right. But at this point is when Baker said, no, you fouled him. We're going to move on. You
punch a guy in the face and say, nope, review it. I didn't do it. What? Like, what?
Yeah, his face has gotten away in my fist.
Exactly.
Your peanut butter's in my chocolate.
Let's get a draft blitz coming up next. Kind of keep the momentum going here as we lead you up to Pistons basketball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to the score.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.